Good morning. This is Brother Ephraim with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. It's a beautiful morning again, Sunday morning, and I'm excited to live another day for the Lord Jesus, and I hope you are too. This morning, I want to talk about something that I saw last night that was inspired by it. Yesterday was July the 4th, known nationally as Independence Day, and people celebrate the fact that in 1776, I believe it was, the United States gained its independence from Great Britain. And so there's a lot of fireworks, a lot of display going on because of their celebration. And if you read David Brousseau's book, In God We Don't Trust, you realize that the way that America gained its freedom was not in a godly way. There was a lot of ungodliness and rebellion that went on there to gain that. So I would recommend that book. It's eye-opening to help us to see how the world and the kingdom of God do not mix. And we are to be in the kingdom of God. Anyways, last night, my wife and I were upstairs just looking out the window, and there was some fireworks going on. Some pretty close, some a little further off, but there was a lot of different booming and banging going on. And it was pretty, you know, there was a lot of different colors and a lot of noises, and yeah, it was okay, but in a way, I still wasn't impressed. Just in contrast to that, there's cornfield right outside the house, and everything was real quiet. It rained yesterday, so it was kind of a mist going up off the field, and there was fireflies everywhere. And these fireflies were just flying around. You couldn't hear them. They're just blinking their little lights. And I told my wife, I just get so much more of a peaceful, calm feeling when I look at the fireflies than what I do looking at the fireworks that man puts off. There were the fireflies were, just doing what they were created to do very, very peacefully. And it was very, very pretty. It really was. 1 Peter 3:4 tells us that the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great price. God really, really appreciates when we are of a meek and quiet spirit. 1 Kings 19:11, Elijah was out there in hiding from the wicked Queen Jezebel and the men that she'd send out to try to kill Elijah. And he was in distress. And we understand why. And there he was. And the Lord came, spoke to him. And let me read a couple verses here. 1 Kings 19:11-12. And he said, go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by. And a great and strong wind rent the mountains and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. And it goes on then to say that the Lord was in the still, small voice. And there's such an example here of how we're not to look for great, big, clamorous events for the Lord to work in our lives. The Lord speaks to us in a still, small voice through the Holy Spirit. And oftentimes, we're so busy in life, things are noisy and things are busy, and we go about our day, our life, and we need to slow down sometimes and quiet ourselves before the Lord and just hear what He tells us in a still, small voice. That's often when we really get direction from the Lord, when we stop and consider what does our inward peace tell us to do, and how can we be inspired by that still, small voice. Zechariah 4:6 says, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." You know, there's people that put on a big show, and they have a lot of fanfare about them. And they like to have you think there's no stopping them. That's not the way that the Lord wants us to operate. It's by His Spirit, in a meek and quiet way. My dad told me one time that an empty wagon rattles the most. What did he mean by that? Well, that's a parable. You can compare it to people that are empty and don't have much to say. Sometimes they're the ones that clatter the most and chatter the most, and there's the most noise coming from them, but they really don't get much said. And then there are other people that they don't always talk a whole lot, but boy, when they talk, they really get something good said. Ephesians 4:29 says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." This is something that I'm looking at in my own life and that I want to learn to do better at, to use my tongue for the good of edifying others. And that doesn't mean that I'm always going to be talking and talking, but when I do, words that come forth are words of blessings, words of grace, words of truth, and that I can say a lot with a few words, rather than saying a little bit with a lot of words. And that gets really tiring when you're around somebody that just talks and talks and talks, but really don't get much said. So that's something I'm looking at in my own life, and I trust that it can be an encouragement to you also to seek the Lord in this matter. The word edifying, it means building up. So we're to pursue, to use our mouth, to speak those things that build up. And just thinking about having a lot of words and not getting much said, imagine when you're trying to build a house and somebody shows up with a whole truckload of toothpicks. Well, they brought you a lot of wood. They brought you a lot of pieces. And you need wood, you need pieces to build your house. But how are you going to build a house with toothpicks? Yeah, that could probably be done, but it would be very, very challenging. And then here comes another truckload with 2x6s and 2x10s and 2x12s and all the, you know, big pieces of plywood. There's a whole lot less pieces. But now they're right size. They're made for building. And you're in good shape. Now you can get it. You can go somewhere with it. And let's seek to use our mouths, use our tongues in this way, that our words would be meaningful, would be careful, would be well thought through, and would be for the purpose of building up our fellow man, our brothers and sisters in the Lord, and the unbelievers around us, that we can speak words of truth and life into their life. God bless you. 099 will leave a message. I hope you have a wonderful day.